The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I'm going to chat about faith. The other day, I had a rare opportunity to consider the word faith. I was chatting with a dear friend, sharing a cuppa and a nice piece of cake over video link, and we started chatting about faith and what it meant to us. We considered faith in the context of religion to begin with, and then spiritual beliefs, and then we went on to chat about faith in other contexts too. And we thought, what is faith and what types of faith are there? Well, I admit we were both rather surprised during our conversation. When you chat to most people and ask them what faith means to them, there are always differing answers, although to be fair, they always seem to consist of trust in some way, shape or form. I guess in these strange times we find ourselves in now, it's so natural to have faith in something, something to hold on to. Faith is a strong belief that someone will achieve something or that something will happen, a sort of devotional belief, as it were. Whereas trust is about believing that the person has the ability to achieve something. I know that may sound a bit odd, and yes, indeed it is. But defining faith is such a difficult thing to do, as it's an overall general thing, really. Faith is such a personal thing. We're all individuals with differing beliefs, values, and norms. For example, when you first meet someone, do you automatically have faith in them? Usually not. It's when you get to know them more, and as your relationship grows, you begin to understand what makes them tick, you learn about their values and aspirations in life, you begin to have faith in certain elements of their being. You also begin to trust their rationales, their way of working, and develop faith in them. So, faith is essentially about believing and trusting in someone or something, isn't it? You hear people talk about leap of faith. Strange use of words, I agree. But in this context, they mean having the confidence to move forward, make decisions and change, perhaps in a drastically new way than before. Everyone has faith in something. It's really important to show faith in others and also demonstrate your faith to others. When the going gets tough, most people rely on some type of faith to get them through those times of hardship or trauma. When you show faith in someone or something, you're encouraging others to show faith too. In recent months, given the pandemic situation, your faith in the world around you may have changed somewhat. From a personal perspective, my faith has changed. In terms of my values in life, faith that life will be okay is important to me, and the material things in life no longer seem so crucial as they've done before. I noticed during lockdown that the outpouring of volunteers helping others and showing such kindness to other people, those that needed help had faith that someone would be capable of bringing them the assistance they needed. Now, restoring trust and faith when things go wrong can be tricky, but it is possible to rebuild faith, it truly is. Forgiving the person for their mistake, or whatever it was that caused you to lose faith, is key to rebuilding trust and starting the journey for you to rebuild your faith. It may be different from before, but give it a try. Saying just two words, "I'm sorry," goes such a long way in my humble opinion. Broken trust can be restored. And I was also thinking, faith isn't just a human thing either, is it? If you think about it, our pets and other wildlife we care for, they have faith that we won't harm them when we're near them, that we will make sure they're cared for, and that creates trust, doesn't it? Now, another thing, faith can work in mysterious ways too. For example, walking a brand new path in life, taking a leap of faith, as we discussed earlier, could not only lead you to pastures new, but also a new way of living. It could be exciting, who knows? Finally, Martin Luther King once said, Faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase. That's it for now. Keep the faith and take care of yourselves.